Hey, we're back.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back, everybody.
Episode 6. Man, we are really doing work, I think, if you call this actual effort.
Welcome back, everybody, to Podcast Lost in Space. We're on episode 6. We're headed toward the 2-month line, and that's actually, I didn't realize this was going to be a lot of work when we started. As always, I'm Alexander. I'm the one in charge of every crazy thing that we do. And today we are down 2 because Seahawks games are important for people, apparently.
And we are the group of people that just have total apathy towards the Seahawks football games.
Yes.
Which is why whenever Seahawks comes up in the conversation, you're going to see me making silly faces in the background of, wait, this matters?
Sports ball. But yeah, and today we are joined by Peter Scott, our musician for our
hey guys.
Well, our audio podcast.
Yeah, I wrote the intro for this podcast. So, yes.
And we appreciate
it. Which I really like. Thank you for doing. I thought it was fantastic.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yay, all right,
so I guess actually we'll let Peter go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit.
Well, let's see, I live in Seattle. Originally, I actually lived in Russia for like 12 years. So yeah, in my spare time, I just write music, which now I don't really have much spare time considering I work a full-time job, which I wake up, at like 2 a.m. for.
That's awful.
Yes. Ugh. Tell me about it. I'm still not
used to it. But you get yummy cookies out of it?
Yes. Yeah, I get like a bunch of free stuff, and so yeah.
That's awful.
I literally just came home from work.
So. Oh, nice.
Yep.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, people are always like, but you get off work early. I'm like, well, technically yes, but I go to bed at like when most people eat their dinner.
Yeah.
So for me, right. Drinking at like 10 o'clock is actually perfect. You know, it makes perfect sense.
All right, and then on the far left, we've got Doc.
Hello again. I don't think I have any new information about myself that I can reveal to the audience, so I'm going to start making stuff up now. I am the local yo-yo champion of the Puget Sound area, as well as I have a black belt in breakdancing.
I've met the local yo-yo champion. Actually, I think I have, honestly.
Wait, we have a local... Okay.
Really?
Yeah, if you want to know about the local yo-yo champion, go back to that the Stanley Superhumans conversation that I told you about with my older brother, where he actually did that video thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in a previous episode, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I think so.
All right.
Regardless, real or not, most people get really crazy. Like, for actual yo-yo championships, most people are kind of insane about it.
Well,
they care more. They care as much about yo-yos as people on the internet care as much about racism. Like, it's a very big, passionate thing for them.
Yeah.
All right. And last but not least, I think the image is actually stuck on your face. Hold on. Mm-hmm. There we go. They've been staring at you the entire time.
Oh gosh! Oh no!
Completely mortified and embarrassed. We have.
Hi, I'm Seneca. So today I'm going with the term commander for the blog, so I am the blog commander, a.k.a. Alexander's, I guess, second, a.k.a. the person that annoys him when I'm like, I don't know what to do, because people are giving me things, and I did things, but is it good enough? Sorry, I've apparently turned into a tomato. I have a superpower.
It's strawberry shortcake, come on.
Yes.
Oh, no. But yes. So that's me.
All right, and as always, we start this off with how was your week? And I guess back to Peter, since you're the newest.
Let's see. Well, I've been working a bunch, full time work. Rest of my week, since now the weather's kind of getting really shady in Seattle, so it's just constant rain. So. Sometimes people get into that sort of like depressed mood or, you know, where we kind of hate everyone because, you know, lack of sun. So it's kind of been my week a little bit. But yeah, nothing really new. Except just working.
Cool. I know. I just threw you under the bus there. Here, go.
Yeah,
here
no,
go.
Just talk about yourself. Reveal everything you did this week. What's your home address as well as your social security number?
But in 3 weeks, Peter gets to visit me, and I'm excited for this.
Yeah, that's something I have to look forward to. So.
I mean, I don't know why. Every time I go to visit her, she just makes me cook for her.
Wait, okay. She makes you cook for her?
I would cook for you if you weren't such a butt munch about my kitchen.
You didn't know how to make pancakes.
I don't do breakfast food.
What?
I had to make pancakes for her when I visited her.
To be fair, I don't really know how to cook pancakes either. But I know then again, I don't consistently eat pancakes. With my diet, it consists of a lot of toast and eggs, as well as anything that can be covered in cheese.
I know what this week's recipe is then.
Honestly, me and breakfast don't really get along because I have a super sensitive sweet tooth. Like, I crave sugar, but it overpowers me really easily. So most of the time for me, breakfast is like yogurt and like breakfast proteins of some shape.
Over a donut.
Yeah.
I've eaten peanut M&Ms and chips and a Diet Coke for the last 2 days in a row.
Oh my god.
I got lazy this week.
That is not a good way to start your day, Alexander.
I ate really well all week.
You're saying it's lazy. If you went like, oh, I put forth a lot of effort, then we'd be very concerned.
I had to go walk to the store and buy the M. Actually, that's not true. I drove to the store. I bought the M&Ms along with the tortillas that I've been eating all week. So.
God.
Anyways, let's move on from this.
But it's fun. No, yeah, Doc, we'll get to me and my unhealthy eating habits later. How was your week?
This week was good. One of the best highlights was doing our spinoff podcast, you and I, doing the Lost in Games podcast. That was awesome. I recommend anyone listening now, once this episode is over, that is, that you go check out that episode, mainly because it applies to really anyone, especially anyone who has a creative mind and likes to create their own material, because it really dives deep into some very neat psychological stuff, and I had a great time recording it with Alex. So, and stay tuned this upcoming week for any more episodes about video games, which is really fun. But lately, I've also been going on a huge Predator binge. As in, I've been rereading a lot of the Predator comics, watching the movies again. I don't know why. I guess it's just a Halloween thing, but I've just been really into watching Predator and diving deep into that fanboy mentality of just like, I love Predator, and I love Aliens. I showed my roommate's girlfriend Alien and Aliens for the first time yesterday. We just did a back-to-back movie marathon, and it was awesome. I just love Aliens so much. Please, someone take the reins so I stop talking and fanboying out right now.
So do you talk about video games on your other podcast, or like current ones, or old ones?
Yeah, and this first episode we focused on the new game from the guy who did the Stanley Parable, The Beginner's Guide. Huh. And we used it, but we got lucky with the first game. It was a really good catalyst for talking about a whole bunch of conversations that don't just relate to games.
Yeah.
And then we tried to record another one, and we didn't. I ended up ranting about Mass Effect for 20 minutes, so we're gonna try that again.
All right. We pigeonholed ourselves into like a fanboy criticism again, where it's like, oh, we went kind of a little overboard on specific things and didn't do enough deep diving critical analysis the way we wanted to. So, and that's really what it is we're trying to reveal, like, pull back the blinds and kind of think critically about how these games impact us, influence behavior, or why we care about them so much.
Yeah. And that ended up in the podcast Lost in Space feed, and it's going to end up there until I take the time to make a new feed for it.
Yeah, I have about, like, 3 tunes which are sort of like video game based. I can send you some links after. You're welcome to use those for like an intro if you want.
Oh, cool. We got a friend of Doc's helped us out with the first one too. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, he does chip tune music. So he had this really neat kind of video game sound that we used.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Nice.
But you know, there's plenty of that kind of stuff, and I'm sure we'll need other music and other graphics and other everything
about music
as we
like
go
later on too.
Yeah, that's all
fine. We'll get to music in a minute. Sunny.
Oh, my week. this week was interesting. I'm kind of in the process of, like, I consider myself now officially employed because I've gotten my first paycheck versus, like, you know, that awkward stage where you're still figuring stuff out. I'm also transitioning out of my, like, old job to kind of get some cash to survive, I guess. And so I was a nanny slash mother's helper slash babysitter, whatever you want to call it. So I'm transitioning out of that. This week's been pretty good. I managed to spill, like, 2 gallons of very hot water on myself and in my teeny tiny kitchen back there about half an hour before this started. I cleaned it up. I have, you know, like, I'm fine. But it was I'm making corned beef today. And, yeah, I had a moment.
I was going to buy pizza today. Make me feel bad.
Why do I make you feel bad?
Well, I mean, I cooked earlier in the week, but I was going to be like, you know what, I'll just buy a large pizza and that'll feed me the rest of the week.
I cooked.
You know what, one of these recipes that we're going to do for the site has to be, like, the bodybuilder diet. That's just, like, all the stuff that I used to eat when I was just, like, cutting weight for competitions. Mm-hmm. And just, I want to, I don't know why I want to post it. I just want to kind of see people's reactions on, like, how horrifyingly boring these diets are and how annoying it gets. Repeatedly eating all these healthy things.
Yeah.
As well as strange combinations, like potatoes and cottage cheese. Good combo.
That actually sounds yummy to me.
It is. Try it, Seneca. I love it. I do it all the time.
I want to do that now. God damn it.
Yeah. It's absolutely a delicious thing. Like, seriously, cool. No regrets.
Okay, I'm apparently weird because I like cottage cheese and pineapple.
No, I like that too.
I love it. Like, that was one of the weird things that my mom gave me when I was a kid, and I was like, this is delicious.
Anything cottage cheese, no.
So I'm kind of intrigued.
I can see that being good. I can kind of...
No, so it's really good.
Actually. I have to say one thing about this. Like, if you're sensitive to the... like the taste of cottage cheese, you want to eat it, like, right after you open the container, because the longer it sits in the fridge open, like, chemicals and processed, like, and that's the biggest thing, I think, where people, they try to eat cottage cheese, like, they have a little bit of it at first, and they're like, I don't know, and then, like, 3 days later, they try to actually eat some,
the
and they're like,
food.
What is this taste? And you're just like, that's not, like,
yeah, it's
too long.
Yeah, I will eat it, like, days after it's been sitting in the fridge, but I definitely identify the fact that it tastes the best right when you open it.
Well, but that's also, like, I mean, I'm assuming that you and I were more used to it, so, like, the taste to us is, like, this is cottage cheese, whatever. Whereas somebody who's, like, getting used to that flavor profile is like, oh my god, what is this?
Yeah. I'm going to eat food, I don't want to have to get used to it. It's the same argument with alcohol. I don't want to have to get used to the something I'm going to put in my stomach. Or coffee.
Well, you just got to drink more.
What did you... Yeah. I have little cousins who used to hate broccoli, and now they love it. Like, just saying.
I'm not a kid.
Are you certain?
No, you sound like a kid. Yeah, you sound like a
man. I don't know what you am. When we get to what I did this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I did some fun stuff last week, right before the podcast, which then ended up hurting my shoulder the rest of the week. But was the sword buffering stuff was so much fun, but it was a lot of me doing this with one blade, like, so I ended up messing up my shoulder pretty bad. And so all week, I first day of class, I'm like, ow. So that wasn't as much fun. And then I went and did ballroom dance on Thursday, and then my other arm, both my arms were like, ow. So I just sat there on Friday like, I'm not raising my hand, my arms hurt. But so this Monday was Columbus Day, which we'll get,
is the other name?
In Seattle, it's Native American Celebration Day?
I think.
Is that the words for it? Yeah, so. Seattle.
It's what it should be.
Yeah, it's what it should be because Columbus is a rapist, murderer.
And this is why I bring that up.
He brought disease and destruction to an entire town or an entire nation.
But Dell sent an email being like, "Hey, it's our Columbus Day sale. How about for $180, we give you a computer?" And I was in class, and I went, that's a great deal. So now I have a new laptop coming.
Oh.
Nice.
Good lord.
In my defense, as much as it was an impulse buy, my laptop that I currently have, that's the only good corner left on it, is cracked, and I'm pretty sure it electrocutes me when I let it sit on my lap. So,
well, that's what happens when you use your laptop as a frisbee, Alex.
You would have thought, but...
I'm happy that you're investing in your health.
Aerodynamic design.
God.
So, I'm getting that off my lap before it destroys everything.
Or before you die.
Potential future to have kids, yes.
Yeah. But so I totally impulse bought that. And since I was spending money, I decided to buy bone-conducting headphones. I didn't realize they were going to be pink at the time.
No judgment.
And these are a ripoff, because these are not what the right technology is. And it was funny, because I sent Taylor a text message. I just went... But it was such a good deal. And I got this angry, what the fuck did you spend your money on now? And then I said the same thing to Sarah, and I got the same, what the fuck are you doing with your money?
We need to have a discussion about sales, Alexander.
That is money.
Yes.
We really should, Alexander. Since we're getting close to like Black Friday and everything, because I try not to impulse buy, but it's so hard not to.
Okay. We are talking about money in the near future podcast. People, listeners, people here, we're doing this. Because apparently I'm the only person who knows how to use money properly.
I bought a violin because it was $60. It was like 89% off. So I bought a violin, and then I sold it.
Do you know how to play the violin? Please tell me
no,
you don't.
Because I want to learn how to play the violin. And then I never used it, so then I sold it to Victor, one of my friends. Mm-hmm. For like $120.
Okay.
And then he never used it either. Okay. And I think he sold it to somebody else for like $140.
What the hell?
Oh my god.
It was like a $300 violin.
You guys don't even look. That's so mean. You're upselling this? That's insane.
They're investing in the music features.
But it went through both me and Victor going, we're going to learn how to play the violin. As a kid, I started in those bands that they take you out early. You go to school early. And I loved it, but I hated waking up that early. And I hated the actual orchestra thing. But I would love to learn how to play the violin, so I bought myself a violin at the time.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you're going to buy an instrument, you also have to recognize the fact that it takes 10,000 hours in order to become what is considered a master at it. It takes that much practice all the time, just constant hours throughout the day.
Wait, is that the time for master, or is that the time for proficient?
Because that sounds like the proficient
number for me, because master is like... Unless you are a savant for that specific thing, like it takes.
See, the thing is the fact that I like anything I'm proficient in, I tell people I'm a master at. So it's like I am a master at Predator trivia.
I believe it's 10,000 hours to become "quote unquote" good at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering
where you can pull a violin out at parties and go like, hey guys, listen to this.
This
one's Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Alright, and this is actually a pretty good segue, but before we start segueing into what we were gonna our big topic of the week, Seneca. What is this month?
Hi. So I'm guessing that people have assumed this by now because I've kind of mentioned it about the job, but I'm into psychology. And this month is National Mental Illness Awareness Month. And so one of the biggest groups that are doing things, I guess, would be NAMI, which stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. One of the things that you can do yourself without having to spend any money necessarily is take the pledge. They're doing a stigma-free pledge for mental illnesses. That's a really big thing of just stigmas against groups in general. A lot of companies and just businesses are doing, not really sales, but they're they're donating portions of their profits. Actually, I believe last weekend, Menchie's in my town was donating 20% of the all sales, 20% of all sales, I believe, to NAMI. And so, like, get out there, take the pledge if you feel like that's something that you want to do. I would highly suggest it. I think it's great. And there are a lot of businesses where you're like, no, I don't go get yogurt all the time, but I'm willing to go get yogurt on a whim to support NAMI. Why not? I don't know. Yeah, let's move on now because apparently today is just Red Face Day.
And we'll have a link to it's NAMI.org.
Yes.
But we'll have a link to that in the show notes when this goes show notey. Basically when it's not live.
Yeah.
And then along the same lines, we've got about a month, a little less than a month now, coming up to what is Extra Life, which is a charity put together by the gaming community to raise money for local children's hospitals. Nice. You can choose your own local children's hospital. We're going to be doing it. And on November 7th, the big, big event for Extra Life, they just did a 48 hours of D&D event, so you had a whole bunch of people from Wizards and a whole bunch of major game, like board game stuff getting involved with that 48-hour weekend. Mm-hmm. But this time around, we're going to be doing, on November 7th, it's a 24-hour gaming stream. So it's the idea of the marathons for breast cancer or everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, you can donate money. We'll have a page up as soon as I remember to make it, which will be today. I meant to do it this morning, and then I started watching anime. But we'll have a page up that you can donate money toward. It's going to go toward Seattle Children's for us, although you can also choose to I'll set up. You can choose to join our team and raise money for your local children's hospital, but it still goes toward team, and it'll be Team Pliss. Team Pliss as a whole's kind of, hey, we raised this much money. I know last year we raised somewhere around $1 million in that one weekend, if I remember correctly. But just in general, we tend to raise a ridiculous amount of money for charity, and there's a whole post I want to do about the games industry and charity, because there's at least a dozen different charities the games industry does, and most of them are streamathons or big events. Another big one is Games Done Quick, which comes up a little later, and that's for speedrunners, and that raises money for other things.
Nice. Super fun game, by the way. Super fun game, by the way.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so we're going to be doing that, and that, again, all that information will be in the links, and check it out. If you're curious about it, you can go to extralife.org already, and that'll do that for you. But we're going to try that. So you'll get to see me slowly deteriorate as I try to stay awake for 24 hours playing games.
And hopefully we'll figure out some other fuel for you other than peanut M&Ms?
Yes. I mean, I tried this last year, and I made it 18 hours, but then I was sick the same weekend.
Oh, no.
So I was running a fever, and I got into about 6 hours, 16, and I was 18, somewhere in there, and I was like, yeah, I'm sick. I have work on Monday. I'm not doing this. So November 7th is a Saturday. So you'll see us. I'll start probably around noon, and I'll go till noon Sunday.
Enlist some friends' help and actually add the little element that we have on our site in the fact that you have someone making you food throughout this, and you discuss the recipe as you're playing games on the live stream.
Who's coming to make me food?
Like, I'm now eating this protein-healthy dish that is gnocchi and Italian sausage. And
are you
really
making food?
Am I going to be the resident cook for this, apparently?
Yes. Yeah, that way you can yell at Alex, like, this is what you get for cooking at my place.
I'm actually a very
killing you with food.
No! Actually, I know the perfect thing to make you for that weekend, though.
I'm okay with this. My only goal now is to not get sick again so that I'm not running a fever.
If you get sick, I refuse to feed you because I have work, and I work with kids already.
Like I said, I almost made it. It sucked, but I almost made it. I ended up just playing Diablo through most of the middle of the night, going click, 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 click. And then when I got really tired, I switched over to Civilization and just played Civ, because that game will keep me up no matter what I want to do.
Yeah. I'm now actually looking at my schedule being like, could I come over and just make food for Alex all day?
Talking in on that and a few other people. See how many of us we can get kind of on a stream and a call together so you could jump around and watch us do stuff.
Yeah, because I myself, I'm still on the fence about it because it's like, man, 24 hours of playing video games?
Could we do so painful. Are we able to do a relay type of thing?
We could. I will probably do a 24-hour because I like to torture myself.
Well, it would also be kind of nice for, like, bathroom breaks, probably.
Well, yes, everybody else can kind of tag team in. Cool. We'll figure that out off air. But
and just in case you get sick, hint, hint, hint.
Yeah, that,
like when we played Dokapon Kingdom for 8 hours.
That was awesome!
Yeah, no, definitely. We're going to do something like that. I'll have to find my capture card again if I have to get really bored and play Halo all night. But all sorts of people do it, and you'll hear about it every week until we get to it, and there'll be a post or two on the website being like, hey, give me money, because last year I raised $1 from Ryan.
Nice.
And that was it?
That was it, because my mom goes, I didn't know about it, and I went, I've been telling everybody about it for 2 weeks, and she goes, I didn't remember, I would have given you money.
So this time I'm taking advantage of my
platform.
Yeah.
But yeah, money will go to Seattle Children's, because it's a good thing.
That is a good thing, yes.
It is.
For the kids. Now that we've wandered very far afield from our segue that was really awesome and really useful. Well, yeah, but are you really awesome and useful segue about creative works? Now we can wander back to our big topic of the week, which is... Oh, wait, before I do that, I do have a note from Ryan about the recipe check-in.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's my girlfriend's recipe. I've been making it for a while. So, yeah, it's good. Kind of, yes. It's pizza. There you go.
Wow.
Newman!
I guess.
I hope she's not watching this.
Okay. I guess. On the other hand, I
he's got so much enthusiasm.
Okay.
Man, Ryan, tone it back a bit.
I would like to be 100% honest right now. If it was, like, a recipe that she made and it's an I guess, I sincerely hope for his health that she's not listening to this on a regular basis.
It's not up there. It was a super simple pizza recipe. But it kept him fed this week. And, more importantly, he chose it himself.
This is true. I was there for that. He actually, like, he took decision-making steps in what he was
doing. Which is a very big step for him. And I'm going to get an angry text message from him later when this goes up, I'm sure. All right. So now that we're finally... we're going to talk about creative work and how we do it and how we manage to do it with work and all the other garbage that we've got. And this is a good chance to talk about the musics and all of the other stuffs. So, yeah. Anybody else... I guess my big creative piece is that I write sci-fi fantasy work. I have 2 posts up on Amazon under Alexander Pineda. They're 2 short stories, one of them which probably could do with some more editing. But self-published, they're set in the same world that I write everything else in. But it's also been almost a month since I wrote anything in that world in earnest, because life got busy. Doc?
It's definitely difficult to balance work as well as generating, you know, creative content. But I myself, it's like once you find the right creative content, there's kind of like a burning passion that wants you to get it done and finish it. These articles that I've been writing for the site that you reach out to me for, I actually bust those out really fast. Like, there's just, like, this creative burn where it's like, oh, I could talk about this, 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 and this. And the fact that there's a deadline also really encourages me because generally if there's no deadline and I'm doing it in my free time, it's hard to get that motivation to just will something into existence creatively. So the fact that you guys are like, oh, we want this by this time, covering the subject, I'm like, got it, I can create something on that.
That's exactly why I decided to give you guys a due date, essentially, Because also, like,
I owe you an article.
Yes, you do, mister. But so, anyways,
what the hell
like,
was that? It was a snap. What are you talking about?
You just turned into a character from The Color Purple.
What? We broke her.
Yep.
Anyways. Yeah. So I live a pretty busy life, and like this weekend, Monday, I actually ended up driving down to Seattle with my boyfriend to go to a music event with the lovely music man, Mr. Peter. I actually, what ended up happening was I ended up, I had to edit two articles that will be posted within the next month or two in the car while my boyfriend was driving, simply because I didn't have any other time to really edit them in the next couple of days. And when I get articles from people, I try to get them back to them as soon as possible, because there definitely is that, you know, like, conversation of, like, well, I think this about this piece, and what do you think? Because this is your creative output. So, yeah, like, it's balancing, as always. Yeah, and also, the snap was because Alexander wanted to be a good example and get his articles to me ASAP. So that's why there was a sassy snap. I'm like, you're not keeping to your own deadline.
I was just going to write the 3-4-page paper I've been putting off over the last 2 weeks on Friday. Do you know what I did instead?
Play video games?
Yeah, and watched anime.
You know what I did yesterday?
Play video games and watched anime.
The same thing.
You know what I did this morning?
The same thing.
Yeah. Procrastinators untie. Wait.
No.
That's why I live and die by my planner.
Yeah.
That's actually dying, by the way.
I had a recent bout of creative inspiration recently. Me and a friend of mine, Taryn, have been trying to think of, like, neat videos that we can do to possibly upload to the site as well. That's just, like, you know, what's something that we could do that's filming and would just get us to film more things? Because we're always talking about it. We want to actually do it. So I actually wrote a script. I was writing a script with an idea that was kind of making fun of Hitman Absolution and how the plot and everything in it is just absolutely insane. I don't really need to go into detail about it because it's pure nonsense. Even by video game standards, it's just, like, crazy. And I'm like, I don't really know what's going on or why people are behaving the way they do or why they sexualize certain characters in the way they do. And then, so I was writing about how insane it was, and then I just had an epiphany, and it just made me want to write a script about it so bad because I basically drew this really elaborate and well-thought-out theory about how the plot to Hitman Absolution and all its characters is Catholic abstinence propaganda. And I wrote out a script that basically lays it all out there to where it's like, I was explaining it to someone, they're like, whoa, is this a true theory? I was like, no, it's not true, but it is a theory. It is something that I created where it's like, if anything, well, this is the reason why the plot is as insane as it is.
But that does mean that it's a true theory, because it is a theory that you believe potentially could be true.
Yes. Yeah. But whether or not the designers had that with the intent of saying, we're going to make a Catholic abstinence propaganda video game, that is probably not true.
I'm thinking in terms of science right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm by all of this conversation.
Well, because I'm like, wouldn't it be like a true law of the movie if it was like, well, this was what we wanted to do versus like a true theory where it's like, well, this is something that, like, technically the stuff is here. It could be that, you know.
Exactly. Like, all the pieces are here to make this theory possible out of the fact that you did it with this sort of intent or did it accidentally. Yeah. Huh. Like, there was something subconsciously in the creator's mind where they're like, oh, we're going to go down this route, and we're going to have this kind of theme, and this kind of, like, all this extra stuff that really just drives home this weird religious image as well as over-sexualization, thus, like, influencing, like, there's sex everywhere in the game. Yeah. So it's like, why is it really there? What message are you trying to support with having all these characters with messed up sexual preferences, as well as, like, over-sexualized nun assassins, literally a thing, not making that up.
That's weird.
So I missed what game it was for a second, and then you said over-sexualized nun assassins, and I immediately knew what you were talking about.
What?
I immediately knew what you were talking about.
Look up Hitman Absolution nun assassins, and you will see images of them and their actual uniforms in the game, and you're like, what?
Okay,
and
by the way,
Mike throws them into the mix.
I want to bring up some. I want to bring up something really quick. I saw this great picture on Facebook today when I was doing my morning surf, I guess. And it was of just like a person in full body armor, and the caption beneath was, "I can't tell that it's female warrior armor." And then right under it was like, "What do you need to see their boobs for it to officially be a female in the armor?" Yeah. And that resonated so much with me.
Female body armor.
That's one of the biggest things about the Alien movies, which I saw, which obviously I talked about how I watched them just the other day. Since Ariana was watching them for the first time and still had the idea of like, oh, every strong female like shows her boobs or wears some sexy outfit or whatever. She's like, wow, you got to give Ridley Scott and James Cameron major props out of the fact that Sigourney Weaver's outfit is literally like a working class coverall that like is not sexually revealing in any way. It's like straight up what that character would be wearing since she works on like loading docks or is just a regular union worker. So she wears just this coverall. Yeah.
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 I almost called her Ridley. What's the character's name again?
Ripley. So I said Sigourney Weaver. That's the actress's name.
Yeah.
So Ellen Ripley, the character.
Yeah. She's one of, actually, sci-fi is, and it is, even in my own writing, it's one of these weird things that I've slipped into where my main character is the main character, the guy who I started writing this. I started writing all of this stuff in seventh grade. It's his daughter, and she's sci-fi. And it's, I'm listening to an audiobook with the Honor Harrington series by David Weber. It's a female character, sci-fi, but it's always, sci-fi is always this weird place where the women, even more than fantasy, are like, they're like, no, yeah, normal clothing, I'm tough, but it's because I'm good at my job. And Ripley is one of the biggest examples in pop culture of just a pretty badass woman who's also not, you know, gonna beat the crap out of everything.
Yeah, and then as well as the character of Vasquez in James Cameron's Alien, because she is a colonial marine, much like all these other marines. And in video games, what they do is whenever there's a female soldier, they usually give her more feminine armor that like shapes to her figure or whatever. With Vasquez, nope, just regular armor because that's what you would wear as a colonial marine. So she is just like everyone else wearing this badass armor and fits right in with this group of guys, like not overly sexualized in any way.
Yeah. Although, I'll bring us back, because that's a huge topic on its own.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, like, let's switch it over. Sorry, just tangent around here.
Peter, this is your chance to talk about music.
Yes. So, creativity-wise, and how I go about writing pieces is usually some idea will come into my head, and I'll usually play around on piano, just kind of sketch a few ideas, whether it be kind of a beat or kind of a genre I'm going for. So I'll kind of play around with that a little bit and see what I can come up with, and then I'll just kind of go off based on that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like I have probably 50 pieces that I'm working on right now just because lack of ideas, and so I keep coming back to them and trying something new and just keep doing that months after months and nothing comes out. And other times, I can, you know, pop something out in probably 10 minutes and call it good.
I hear that.
Yeah. So, like, there's a tune, which actually is on my SoundCloud. The second half, I could just not come up with anything. And one day, I just sat down and wrote the second half in literally about 10 minutes. And then I have a couple of friends, which I send the tunes to, and we just listen to it, and they give me honest feedback, which really helps. Really helped to kind of make my music basically better. Versus some people say, oh no, it's really good. I'm like, well, is it actually, or are you just saying that? So it helps when people are actually honest and tell me that something sucks, because that's actually what I want to hear.
We were guilty of that with the podcast. We're like, it's good, we like it.
That's why
Seneca was like, I need real information here, guys. And we're like,
That's where I dished out like literal feedback, and it's like, yeah. If I wanted this as my intro music, I want to change up, I want to shorten that little intro drum part and get the trumpets in sooner, I want to add like a little bit more bombastic, I want to shorten it down to like 15 seconds total, like, I can be very critical because I understand what it's like where you want actual feedback.
I want to note, by the way, most of the people that I had to badger about this are creative. Like, they have some aspect in their life that they're very passionate about that is, like, creativity. And I, like, it took so long.
Well, I will defend myself in saying if it had been anything that was written, writing, like, story narrative, like, I could have torn into pieces and been like, I don't understand music. Mm-hmm. I'm taking ballroom dance so that I can learn to hear count in music because I can't hear it otherwise. So I'm like, I don't know, it's all magic to me.
Well, and that's kind of why, like, I felt kind of lost too because I was like, crap, like, I don't know what we want as our intro music. Like,
I'm not used to writing short little jingles.
I know, and I butcher it anyway and cut it into a whole bunch of pieces and use. I'm like, this sounds good this week.
I know, it's totally fine.
But, yeah.
And yes, every week I've redone it because I'm stupid.
And this is the head of our ship, everyone.
The Commander-in-Chief of Podcast Lost in Space, the least decisive person that we have around.
This is why he's decisive. I will do the long form before I realize there's a short form, though. But I am decisive.
This is why he dragged me into this whole thing, though, because he was like, I need somebody who at the end of the day is going to hit me in the head with the hammer and be like, no, what do you want?
Yeah. I was roped in because whenever there's a specific topic that I'm into, I don't shut up about it. He's like, there we go. At least we got someone talking. It's like someone could just rattle off random things.
I can talk. I just like research a lot. So that tends to be a lot of my topics.
Tomato.
I'm not tomato right now.
No, but you're about to be.
Shut up. It's really hot in my apartment right now, too. It doesn't help.
Jesus.
Boiling.
One of the other things, I guess, with this, what I've run into a lot of is the minute I pick up a job that's about 40 hours, my own writing just slews off really sharply.
Yeah.
And part of it too is this project is taking away my creative energy in a lot of ways from me working on my own story because I'm like, well, I did a lot of shit this week. And a lot of that was just me making sure that Seneca was doing her shit so that I could do my shit.
I was doing my shit.
I know.
But... Get off your horse.
I mean, just on Thursday, the me talking about game length a little bit went up. And, you know, that was my writing time instead of me writing my other story. Plus, I got 14,000 words into this new novel and realized I forgot a character who is important. And should be with my main character at all times.
Oh, damn.
And it's not going to be terribly hard to add her back in. Well, it's a crow. But I'm like, I don't want to do that. I made a mistake. I don't want to fix it. Plus, I'm a procrastinator by nature.
Yeah.
I know Stenny isn't, but Doc,
actually,
Peter?
Actually, I am.
What?
You are, but you make sure you have the self-discipline to make sure you're not a procrastinator.
Yes.
Yeah.
I force myself to not be.
Yeah. I mean, for me, procrastination is actually not really an issue anymore, mainly because all the stuff that I'm working on lately is all stuff that I'm actually passionate about. And especially when there's a deadline, again, it relates back to that, where it's like, oh, there's a deadline, I can't procrastinate. It has to be done at this time. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be put forward. And especially when it came to this site and I had free time and I was like, oh, I want to help Alex get this kind of rolled out or whatever, I would reach out to people, try and get stuff done, think about like the things that weren't done it's like, how do we get it fixed and how do we get everything that we want out of this site? Mm-hmm. And just trying to get the ball rolling because once you get really the things moving and you get the momentum, it's a lot harder to stop. Because you're like, oh, we're making progress. I'm getting this fulfilling feeling of getting stuff done. And then that just motivates you to keep on going until you finish a project and then you're stagnant again. And then you got to find that initial momentum to keep going and create something else.
And, like, on the topic of deadlines, too, that's part of the
Peter
reason...
Peter, talk.
Yeah. I don't have deadlines, so whenever I make stuff, it just, like I said, some pieces just literally take me months because I don't have a deadline. So, and I always, like, I think I can change that, or I think I can change this. And so I kind of keep going back and forth of redoing or stuff, or just kind of doing the same thing over and over again and changing stuff around until I'm kind of to a point where I'm like, okay, I think this is good enough. And then several months later, I'll kind of do the same thing. So I think deadlines would be kind of good for me. I was helping my buddy on a video game project. So I was doing music, and the class actually needed me to, you know, present material by a certain date. So at that point, I would actually have finished projects.
Yeah. So. You had mentioned that work seems to get in the way for you when it comes to doing creative stuff.
Yeah. By the time I get home, I'm just exhausted. So trying to write music when I'm just like kind of halfway falling asleep is a little bit difficult. So Usually I do it on my days off, or, you know, when I'm actually, it's a good stress relief for me, which is why
Are you able to work from home?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Me neither. I mean, if I could somehow sell music and actually make a living off of it, you know, yes, I could, but, you know,
I meant to work on your creative piece. Are you able to do it from home, or do you have to go?
Oh, I have a setup at home.
So. He's a really nice setup too, just saying.
Oh, that might help. Yeah. That's the other thing I've noticed with my writing is I have to go to a coffee shop or forcibly remove myself from my house and me playing video games and everything else. And then to a Facebook blocker.
I get that out of the fact that I can't be in my apartment or around all these distractions when I'm trying to get at least the idea of a structure of, like, when I write my articles, I usually go, it's like, I want to talk about this, 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 and this. And so in order to identify all the important pieces, I actually go out for a walk and listen to some kind of music to get me in the inspiration, but try and eliminate everything else outside of my apartment and just focus on, like, what are the major points that I want to hit. And once I identify those points, I'm able to be on the couch at home in front of a TV just crunching out the points, just because it then becomes stuff that I can draw on based on what I've already thought about in my free time. Where it's like, I've already thought about this, 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 this. We just need to write it down and put it on paper, pepper in a couple jokes, make it funny. And yeah, it becomes a little simple once I've got the initial structure figured out.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I have to be home, but it's also to the point where, like, most of my, like, getting away from stuff, because, like, I constantly have projects, is I have to get out of my apartment to go have fun, but I also live in a teeny tiny little studio, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is my working space.
I guess having an office.
I work here and I sleep here.
Having a space off to the side to do your, you know, you're like, that is workplace.
Yeah. I actually invested in, like, two super nice monitors just because it was like, I can't really work in coffee shops. That doesn't work for me. I can't really, like, I hate working on campus. Even when I was a full-time student, like, it just...
I can see that.
I couldn't really do it. I couldn't focus. I just couldn't do it because constantly there would be somebody from my classes coming up to me and asking me questions, which I was more than happy to answer, but then I would start focusing on that rather than what I was trying to work on, so.
So I will say, when it comes to doing homework, I have to come back to my main tower for just whatever reason. When I need to write an essay or something, I will be better off here. Because if I'm on my laptop, I'll get distracted and not want to do it and be like, well, I'm on my laptop and I'm ready to write.
Yeah,
I could write my own thing because that's what I use for my writing.
Yeah,
makes sense. That's what I do a lot, actually, too. I'll walk around kind of somewhere or just, you know, random errands, and I'll have my headphones in. And then all of a sudden, I'll kind of get a melody going, a tune going, and I'll come back home, and I'll start sketching that out. So sometimes that's actually good for me to just walk around a little bit. And I constantly have headphones in my ears, just constantly listen to music. Also, like, on my break at work, I constantly have headphones on, just to, for one thing, to drown out people. So
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I wanted to dig into that a little bit, just because we've got enough creatives floating around here and all over the rest of the site that it's always an interesting conversation to have. But also because this week I realized that I'm like, oh yeah, this site is taking away all the other creative energy from all the other projects I have. Plus school. And school is just soul-sucking and draining of everything.
Especially when you're taking basic classes that you can excel in with little to no effort.
You mean school?
I mean, I've liked a lot of my classes, but they were all like 400 classes that, you know, were just awesome.
I didn't put effort into most of my classes.
I like seminars.
Right up until I took calculus.
Oh, God.
So I'm an anthropology major with calculus electives because I was going to be comp sci originally.
Oh, God.
But if you look at my, whatchamacallit, what's the word? Transcript. I look like I took calculus classes for fun.
What? Who does that?
I know people.
Mathletes?
I don't like those people. Yeah. But I know them.
Like, all the math I took in high school, I remember about, you know, 1% of it, and I used it just to count money. Like, that's basically it. Yeah.
But then we've got our comp sci major at the other end.
I use statistics. A lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and then there's Doc, who actually at least somewhat was...
Yeah, I did comp sci, and it's not easy. It's very difficult. And I did it just because I didn't really know what else I was going to do. Like, seriously, I did it out of the fact that I couldn't figure out anything else. I was like, what's going to get me closest to video games? Computer science. Then it's like, oh, this is really hard. I guess I have to stick with it and keep going. And then eventually it does become fun, and it becomes something that you just want to do on a regular basis. But I, in school, though, I was an awful student. I just had terrible student habits. Like, I was a guy who was like, I just want to work. I want to do something that where it's like I'm able to enjoy what I do and get paid for it. And school is like, oh, I enjoy what I do and I have to pay for it myself? That's ridiculous. So I just became a bad student with bad student habits. But I'm still a good worker. I still bust my ass when it comes to my job and do the best I can.
So I take notes in class on my laptop, which means... with the exception of my Pacific Northwest history class where my professor is giving a lecture, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook.
Oh,
and
God.
If I'm being a really good student, I look like I have a Word document up with a shit ton of words in it. I'm writing. and it's actually, it's interesting because it makes me a bad student, except I remember a hell of a lot more when I start writing my own story and we're, you know, having a general class conversation or I'm having a lecture that I don't really need to take notes on because it's like my English 101 lecture from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're going to teach you how to write an essay. I'm like, I know how to do that. I mean, I don't know how to do it early, but I know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I would just start writing in class and then I'd come out of being like, shit, I remember a lot more about that class than I should have. And I've gotten into really bad habits with macro. But I'm really lucky because the girl who sits next to me will, like, nudge me and be like, hey, pay attention now. And I'll be like, what? Okay. But also the macro professor knows my name. And so he started picking on me a little bit. So I have to pay more attention. Which is actually fun because I love it when professors get to know or are able to know who I am. Even though it means I had a math professor my second time taking Calc 2. I ran into him both every day when I went to the bathroom, like midday, like 2-6 hours before his class. I would get out of a class, go to the restroom, and I would run into him there. I'm like, shit. And then I'd go to get lunch, and I'd run into him at lunch. And I'm like, I can't skip that class because he knows I'm on campus, and he knows who I am. So I was just like, fine, I guess I have to go to Calculus 2 again. And I hated that class. It was so hard. I got a lower grade the second time I took it.
That's weird.
Really?
Math That's is really awful. Dependent on the professor.
Oh, yes, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sit over here with my statistics.
I think Alex, we're getting close to the end time before we start running again.
Seneca can go eat soon. All right, so our whole normal thing, and we'll start with our guest, as always. Peter, Who are you? Where can they find you? Blah, 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 blah.
My name is Peter. A SoundCloud link should be on the website, yep, I believe.
It's underneath every podcast.
So, yeah, go check that out if you're curious what I write and what music stuff I do. So,
Twitter or anything else for them to follow you at?
No, I don't have Twitter, actually. I'm probably like the only one who doesn't have Twitter.
I don't have it either.
Yeah, I don't know. I find no use for it whatsoever. I have a Facebook, and that's more than enough for me. But yeah, like I said, SoundCloud, just check out my stuff. And yeah.
Cool. Doc, we'll start with you.
Yes, follow me at Doc Von Derwin on Twitter. I kind of said that really weird. At Doc Von Derwin. There we go. Yeah, follow me there. Pay attention to podcastlostinspace.com. Stay tuned for Podcast Lost in Games, which is our gaming podcast, which will be coming up through the week. I'll post stuff on Twitter or on Facebook about it. You can add me on Facebook if you want. That's all the places where you can reach me.
And Seneca, you've got nothing, as always.
I got nothing, but October 22nd, we have an awesome post about Halloween costumes, how to, essentially. So stay tuned on the blog.
Yep, nice. That's coming up this week. Oh, God, that's this week.
Yes, it is.
I'm Alexander. As always, you can find me at Redbeard on Twitter. I have my writer's page on Facebook, at Alexander Pineda. You can also find us, if you go to the Extra Life site now, you can find a podcast Lost in Space team, and my name's up there. I'm under Alexander. I'm team captain. Yay! Because I set it up. But you can always find us at podcastlostinspace.com, at PlissOfficial on Twitter, at Podcast Lost in Space on Facebook, at PlissOfficial on Twitch. I could have done that better, but oh well. You can find us all over the place. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, everybody.